Well, Alan, looking forward to an All-Ireland semi-final. Certainly, it's a long way since you first played Monaghan back in May and lost, and maybe a day maybe that people didn't think they would see.
There's no doubt about it, Tom, because obviously Tyrone lost that day and then were catapulted into the qualifiers, and as we've mentioned before, came very, very close to losing against Meath. But I think, as in so often in the past, the backdoor system give Tyrone the chance to rebuild and, I suppose, to try and sort out a few problems, and that is what has happened. And I suppose the culmination of that was the win last Sunday in the third round of the quarter final group phase against Donegal. But I suppose this game, it's an Ulster derby. It's a game that really is, even though there's a very quick turnaround, it really is capturing the imagination of both counties, because I suppose, especially in Tyrone, they see it as their best chance to get to the All-Ireland final probably since 2008. And I think that's true. But at the same time, the record in All-Ireland semi-finals hasn't been good since 2008, when you consider the loss in 2009 against Cork, and then 13, 15 and last year. So there's a lot of pressure on Tyrone, not only to, I suppose, turn the tables on Monaghan, who, as you mentioned, beat them in the Championship, but also beat them in the league in Castle Blaney. But as well as that, to improve upon that, I suppose, disappointing All-Ireland semi-final record.
Yeah. I suppose there's a couple of things there. As you said, Tyrone improved, maybe tweaked things a little bit. Personnel-wise, not changed all that much. I suppose Michael McKern and Richard Donnelly, and, well, I know Rory Brennan is in now, but Conor Myler is out injured. But just a couple of additions.
Yeah, there's been a couple of additions, but I think maybe
that's since they played Monaghan the first day, right?
Yeah, that's right. But I think maybe more importantly than that, there's been a number of players who have really sort of grown into positions and established themselves to an extent that wasn't evident against Monaghan the first day. If you look at, say, the likes of Frank Burns at centre-half back, even though he had played in the position for, you know, during the National League, in the qualifiers he really grew into it. He started dominating around that position and came forward and started getting scores. He's one player. Michael McKernan, as you quite rightly mentioned, you know, has established himself at corner back. Padraig Hampsey at midfield and Richie Donnelly at full forward. Those are maybe four or five players who have, you know, who have come through those four or five games in the qualifiers, have gained in confidence, and they're now sort of, they've made those positions their own. But as well as that, if you look at the qualifiers, Mark Bradley, the game against Monaghan, Mark Bradley went out injured fairly early on in that game. Tiernan McCann was just coming back to injury in that game against Monaghan and had to go off. And Colm Kavanagh, there was doubts over him at that time. So those doubts are all gone now, and I think Tyrone are stronger for it, and they'll probably say to themselves, look, these things weren't in place the first day on May the 20th. They're in place now. We have this sort of upper hand over Monaghan in the Championship, leaving aside that game on the 20th of May. So I think there's a fair degree of confidence within Tyrone as a result of those couple of factors.
Mm. And what of Monaghan? Because they have obviously improved as well, and, you know, they have come through the group and got very important results against Kerry, against Galway.
Yeah, very important results, and I suppose the manner in which they played, especially in those Kerry and Galway games, even though the Kerry game ended up in, I suppose, a lot of disappointment for them with being denied the victory with the last. You know, the late goal, but they have also improved. And when you look at, say, the likes of, you know, the football that Conor McManus is producing, the football that Vinnie Corey's playing, Ryan McInnespy, those kinds of players, they've all really grown in confidence as well. And I suppose apart from the blip against Fermanagh, which really was inexplicable when you think about it now, but maybe they'll see it as well in terms of, that was an advantage because it gave them a chance then to go in through the qualifiers and come out the other end maybe a more focused team, in the sense that I think they they've been knocking on the door of an All-Ireland semi-final for a number of years. They've been sort of, they've had a few near misses against, two of them against Tyrone. And they've maybe said, look, we need to be doing something here. And I think as a result of that, those, the defeat to Fermanagh and the last, the draw against Kerry, sort of tightened their resolve. And they're going into tomorrow, they'll be saying, we've beaten Tyrone here twice already this year. There's no reason why we can't do it a third time.
Yeah. And I suppose up to Tyrone's last 20 minutes against Donegal last week, they probably have been, Monaghan, I mean, have been probably the top performers in the championship this year.
Well, yes, I would agree. I would agree with you in the sense that they have certainly, against Galway and against Kerry, they certainly, and I suppose against Kildare as well, that, you know, they could very easily have gone into the All-Ireland semi-final as you know, having won their three games in the quarter-finals. They are the top performers, but like Tyrone, I think there still is that wee niggling doubt about just how good are they? How much have they really improved? Can they, if they get to the final, can they challenge Dublin? Can either Tyrone or Monaghan challenge Dublin? And that's a big question. And I don't think anything that we're going to see tomorrow, providing Dublin win today, I don't think anything that we're going to see tomorrow is going to really provide us with an answer to that question.
Well, I suppose the challenge for Tyrone and Monaghan tomorrow is to get to the final. You can talk about that.
I'm being very presumptuous. I'm being very presumptuous there, even in terms of Dublin's Dublin's progression to
you've lost all your Galway friends.
That's right, but at the same time, this is a massive, massive opportunity for both Tyrone and Monaghan, because at the end of the day, they'll say to themselves, if we can win this All Ireland semi-final, anything can happen in a final.
And tell me, what type of game are you expecting? Because I suppose Tyrone have been playing their usual game, though. Am I correct in thinking that they went a little bit more defensive last time, that championship game at the end of May against Monaghan, than they have since?
They did, yes. I suppose that was one of the concerns after that game against the game in the championship, was that they hadn't the attacking flair that they tried to introduce during the National League then, when maybe the pressure came on in the championship, they hadn't really produced that. And I think they've been keen to maybe try and introduce that a wee bit more. I'm expecting quite an open game. I think counties have now realised that they have to combine, obviously, that very strong defensive system with a very strong counter-attacking game. So I would expect a fairly, like, the game in the championship on the 20th of May was a very interesting tactical tussle, but it was also a very enjoyable game in terms of the quality of football that was provided. There were a lot of really good scores. It probably, maybe definitely, was the game of the Ulster Championship, and I'm expecting more of the same tomorrow. I think we'll have a really intriguing tussle, and you'll have a lot of good scores, because you're looking at two teams here that are, you know, that are realise just what's at stake here and will go all out to try and get to that final.
And I'm sure Tyrone followers are greatly heartened by the strength and depth shown last week, you know, with your subs coming off the bench scoring 2-5.
Yeah, that's right. When you look at the likes of Kieran McGeary coming on and the quality that he brought to it. Obviously, Rory Brennan was on quite early after Michael McKernan got black carded, but made a very valuable contribution. Mark Bradley was on from the start. But yeah, those subs really have, you know, did make a massive impact and really helped to turn that game, because at the time they were coming on, Donegal were in the ascendancy. They were 3 points ahead. Another point or two would have probably seen them through. So yeah, that strength and depth is very important to Tyrone, and I wouldn't be surprised to see a lot of those boys getting action again on tomorrow. And I think maybe the surprise is that some of them didn't actually get the nod in terms of a starting place.
And in terms of starting, as we said, Rory Brennan, the only change in for Conor Myler. Conor Myler out injured.
Yeah, it's unfortunate for Conor Myler because I think it seemed to have been a chipped bone and he's on crutches. So he had been one, as I described to somebody earlier, he had been a sort of a modern-day Brian Duher in the sense that his work rate around the field, his ability to solo and bring the ball into attacking positions while he mightn't have offered that scoring ability. Rory Brennan's a quality player, but it'll be hard to replace that sort of fitness levels that Conor Myler brought to it, and he had settled into that half forward position where he was roving around the field. But at the same time, it's still a strong Tyrone team that's lining out.
And tell me, I suppose the $6 million question: can Tyrone reverse the fortunes and be looking forward to an All Ireland final come at 5:30 tomorrow evening, 5 o'clock, 5:30?
Tom, I'm loath to sort of make firm forecasts, but I can't see Tyrone losing this game. I really can't. I think they have learned too much over the past few years. They have that experience of losing All Ireland semi-finals and losing big games, and I think as a result of that, I think they'll just have too much for Monaghan by maybe 2 or 3 points.